Hi, Bill. Just wanted to ask you about spending the week out west. I know it's something that you guys have done before. I'm just wondering why you decided that was the best thing to do for the team in this particular situation.
Well, Phil, I think it was first of all, sorry that you're not out here with us. But I'd
Same
say
here. I miss you guys.
a two combination thing there. One's the travel with going back to from Green Bay back to Foxborough and then turn around and come back out here probably on Friday. Just a lot of travel for the team at this time of year. We're able to get in here Sunday night and really have kind of a pretty normal day yesterday and a normal Tuesday today, without too much any more than normal type of fatigue and all. So I think that was good. And then just be acclimated to the conditions that we're going to be playing in. So we'll get in the conditions out here and go through it for a few days and play on Sunday as close as we can get.
Hi, Coach. How are you?
Good, Bob. How you doing?
Good. Good to hear you. Hey, Coach, just real quick. I know San Diego's on the docket, but just real quick, from my own knowledge, the fact that they went ahead 13-0, did that take you away from maybe your subtract from your emphasis to run the ball more? I know you were very concerned about preventing them getting out front.
You're referring to the Green Bay game?
Yes, I am. I certainly am, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we're pretty much past that, but no,
Right.
I thought we were able to, basically do what we want to do throughout the game. I mean, we had a possession at the end of the game with an opportunity to, down by five with the ball. So, I mean, I never felt like we were out of the game.
Yeah, no, I didn't presume that. I was just wondering about the running, emphasis on running. To San Diego, Bill, it seems to me that Gates still is as impactful a player as ever. It seems to still be, and I know Philip Rivers is a very passionate player, very competitive. Does Antonio still carry great weight to the way they run their offense?
Yeah, absolutely. He's a tough matchup. He's very crafty. He's got great patience and sets up his routes very well. He's a big target, rare hands. Obviously, a lot of chemistry with him and Rivers and timing and so forth. So, yeah, he's a very hard guy to match up on, and they go to him a lot as they should. If the matchups are favorable.
Yeah, just watching their routes, it seemed like the outside receivers key off of what he does on the inside. Is that oversimplifying it or?
Oh, I think they have a good passing game that's the routes are complementary, so based on where the inside receivers are going, the outside receivers run complementary routes to that, so they're not in the same place and they're clearing out spaces for each other or stressing defensive coverages if they're trying to attack a particular coverage with a certain route. But I mean, they do a good job of giving the quarterback options, and the quarterback does a good job of taking the best option that's available to him. And that's what a good passing game does. So they do it very well. They're well coached. They have a good scheme, and they have good players.
Go ahead, Ben.
Thanks.
Hey, Bill. Quick question and a quick follow-up for you, if you don't mind. How well do you know Mike McCoy, and what do you think is the hallmark of his team and his offense?
Well, I don't know Mike real well personally, but I think this offense is, again, an offense that sort of is well-balanced, and they can take what the defense gives them. They can run it. They can throw it. They can throw deep. They can throw short. They do a good job of reading the defensive alignments and pre-reading the coverages, things like that. Rivers does a good job of picking out where the defense is weak and attacking them. They're in the shotgun quite a bit, but you know, they still run the ball. They have several good backs now that they're all healthy, you know, with Brown and Matthews, Oliver. So they can got a lot of different weapons, good tight ends, good backs, good receivers, good quarterback, real good skill players. So they have a lot of different ways they can attack you, and they play at a fast pace, a lot of no huddle. So those are some of the key things we have to be ready for.
And I know you're trying to keep this week as normal as possible, but San Diego is a big Navy town. I'm just curious if you're going to do anything with the team in terms of naval history, taking them aboard a naval ship, or just yourself visiting some of the guys, anything like that?
You know, right now, Ben, we're just kind of trying to get going here on the Chargers. And you're right, it is a big Navy town. And, yeah. Proud of that. So I don't know. We'll see how it goes. But, you know, right now our focus is just on San Diego. We're not – nothing else really but that.
Sure. All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Bill, when you look at Phillip Rivers and Aaron Rodgers and their particular skills, whether it's the way each of them delivers a ball or moves around behind the line, is there anything that you could take from your preparation for Rivers, for Rodgers last week, specific things he might do that might actually help this week? I know you're facing a totally different team, but there are little items that might help face him. So recently when you face Rivers?
I'm sure that, you know, that the Chargers, that Coach McCoy and his staff and that Phillip Rivers will take a good look at what we did last week against Green Bay and other recent games and, you know, come up with a game plan on things that we've had trouble with or that they feel like we're vulnerable, areas that we're vulnerable at. So I think it's always important for us to know where we've been and what things other teams will be trying to either copy or use their system to somehow attack in a similar way. So we definitely have to be aware of that. The offenses are different, the players are different, but I'm sure that they'll hit us with some things that we've had trouble with either last week or recent weeks, and we'll hopefully be able to defend those better this time.
Great. Thank you.
Sure.
Good afternoon, Bill. Just had a question for you, given that you guys are in California and opportunities for players to spend more time together, and just sort of curious, like what's your sort of guidelines for them or your level of acceptance in terms of them sort of getting out of that hotel and going to do things like we saw last night. Some players went to the Clippers game, sort of balancing, you know, the idea that obviously you're there for a game, but at the same time they're not just going to lock themselves in their hotel room, you know, and just stay there the whole time. What's your level of sort of acceptance and guidelines for the players in a situation like this?
Well, I think it is a good opportunity for us to be together as a team. Players, coaches, young players, veteran players, offense, defense, so forth. I think it's a good environment for us to prepare for the game and a good opportunity to spend a little bit extra time together, however that exactly works out. So, you know, hopefully it'll be all in a positive way for our team and that we have a great week of preparation for the Chargers, which is what we're here for, and that's what our focus is. But as a byproduct of that, if it's, you know, team building and opportunities to build relationships within the team, I mean, I think that's good too.
And I don't know if you were aware, but Doc Rivers had a pretty good line last night. Because he had some of your players in there, he said a lot of his players are, I think he said, Cowboys fans.
but he just wanted to introduce them to a real football team, you know, meaning you guys. And obviously he has respect for the Cowboys, but I think he meant it more as a compliment to you and your relationship. I'm curious if you saw that and what your, you know, what your response to having Doc having some of your players in might be.
Well, I love Doc. We have a great relationship. I think he's obviously done a tremendous job, in Boston and now with the Clippers. So always pulling for Doc personally, and appreciate, you know, he's talked to our team. He has a relationship with players on our team. I have tremendous respect for him, but he's so well-respected on this team. And, you know, the players and the coaches and all of us that have interacted with him and the way he handles himself, handles his team, and, you know, his passion for his sport, for basketball, but also I think his appreciation for, you know, professional, you know, our team, professional athletes, football players, what we go through, the relationships and the challenges of playing and competing at this level. So, you know, it's all great with Doc. I think all the times he's talked to the team, the messages that he's delivered are outstanding. Nobody understands competitive sports, especially somebody who's not in football, but, you know, understands it better than he does, and he has a great ability to relate to, you know, to our athletes and our team. And I'm very appreciative of the friendship that I have with him. I have the utmost respect for Doc. So anything he has done for us, can do, and any support he gives us is much cherished and appreciated.
Thank you.
Sure, Mike.